A great deal of what drives us as human beings and keeps us unconscious occurs below the level of our typical conscious awareness. It's why sometimes in the spiritual journey, the deeper one gets, the more painful it all gets, because the discovery is made bit by bit that an awful lot of what has driven us to do or not do what we do has been something of which we were not aware. And so there's a simple thing you can do to gently open the door to an increasing awareness of what deeply drives you. Keep in mind, there's a reason from the point of view of the ego that these things are held down below conscious awareness. Because once something becomes consciously seen, it's harder for it to operate. But that's also the very reason that it can turn on the light, spiritually speaking. We get to see why it is the ego persists in seeming like what we really deeply are. Here's the simple thing. If I notice myself, if you notice yourself, having the thought, I need to do this now, or I want to do this thing, whether it's in this very moment or in your life in general, when you notice yourself having that thought, that desire, pause a moment, hold still, let yourself be quiet and say, what's behind this? Meaning, what do I think it will accomplish if I do this thing? What's driving it? Is it habit? Is it other people's expectations? Is it to give my life meaning? Does it come from fear, which so much of what motivates us is caused by? The fear it will be risky not to do this thing. The motivation for an action or even an orientation is very rich terrain for the spiritual seeker. And you need to deeply trust yourself if you hold still to look at such a thing and you feel alarms going off that say, this is dangerous territory. Now, it may be perceived as dangerous by the ego. Well, that may be the very thing that will invite you bravely to open that door and see what's there. For those of us who've experienced profound trauma, and here's where you need to deeply trust yourself, it could be perceived as threatening in a way that carries enormous risk. And here traditional therapy can be a real blessing. But please know, dear heart, that if something in you recoils from looking, from asking yourself, myself, what is it that motivates me to want to do this? Sometimes timing is the thing. It doesn't mean that you won't later on be willing and ready and able to gently look the thing in the face. But when the time is right for you to do that, oh my. Because remember, once our motivation for a thing has become held in conscious awareness, it's very hard to proceed with a habit in the same unconscious way. And so life, daily life, becomes the kindest, most patient teacher to us. It says, look, here I am doing this again. I've had my own vivid experience of this in recent times. I've had a tendency to establish habits, certain ways of doing household things, for instance, that I can perform automatically, as it were, because I have a very strong preference to not think, you know, to do dishes on the same schedule every day, not tune into myself and say, what do I actually feel like doing right now? And sometimes those who love me and are able closely to observe how I live domestically will say, are you sure this makes sense? And so the learning never stops, dear heart. That's the answer. And you carry within your dear self the very finest teacher you could ever wish for, which is conscious awareness of what's driving you to do this thing right now, in the way you're doing it. Ask yourself, is it so I'll be thought well of? Is it to try to protect my beloved child from any harm at all? Which the deepest heart of you knows simply is not possible. That is the devastation of love without condition.